Hey there! Do you like comic books? Do you like superhero TV and movies? Well, come on over and check out the Capes of Lunatics podcast. We have such shows as Capes of Lunatics and Super Connectivity, where we cover everything new and current and popular in the world of superheroes. And we also have episode-by-episode reviews of the Marvel Netflix shows and a monthly discussion of everything current on the DC Comics character Nightwing. And a few other surprises all the time. So come join us for the Capes and Lunatics podcast.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And welcome to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering LEGO DC Comics, Batman the Beleaguered.
Yay, we love Lego ones. Makes everything better.
Absolutely.
And there's multiple Robins.
I wondered how long it would take you to bring that up.
Well, immediate. Clearly a very impactful moment of the film.
Yes. So Lego DC Comics Superheroes, Batman Beleaguered, originally premiered on Cartoon Network as a, well, I'm assuming like a half hour spot, because there's two commercial breaks in it, and obvious commercial breaks.
Yeah.
It is the second Lego DC Comics movie, though it has absolutely no connective tissue with DC Superheroes Unite, or...
Yeah, that confused me a little bit, I have to say.
Unless this is a prequel.
I guess theoretically it could be, but if it doesn't have it, it doesn't have it yet.
So, we open to Batman fighting Man-Bat and the Penguin and the Joker.
Yeah, or bring in all the big guns straight away.
Yeah.
World's biggest gemstone or something.
Yeah, that's it's literally world's biggest gem.
Yeah, it's literally, it's got that on its museum label.
Batman, once again voiced by Troy Baker. This is also the first time since Under the Red Hood that John DiMaggio's voiced Joker, though for some reason he looks like Jack Nicholson Joker.
It's
weird. The whole idea is Batman is easily fighting off these three villains. Meanwhile, Superman is trying to get him to join a new team called the Justice League.
Yeah, Batman is cynical.
And going, no, I work alone and I don't need the Justice League and stop trying to help me. He actually gets very upset with Superman when he stops Penguin.
Yeah. He does, it's his, you know, his thing.
Yeah.
So stop muscling in, muscle guy.
And then all of a sudden, everything disappears. One
Which
by
is
one.
Fun.
Yes. And Superman finds himself in a jail cell with kryptonite-lined bars.
Which is funny because his little Lego hands go green.
Yep. So Batman then goes, well, the idea of Justice League is stupid because I work alone, as the three Robins make their cameo. Well, so two, Nightwing, Robin, and Batgirl.
Yes.
Which is the first time in a while we've seen Batgirl.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, there's only really one movie left where Batgirl gets featured, and it's...
We'll come to that when we come to that. Let's ignore it for now.
I'm still trying to figure out... I want to get a guest on that actually liked that film, which I think narrows the search down considerably.
Yeah.
I've literally had about five or six different people, the second I mentioned this podcast, oh, can I appear on The Killing Joke? I have lots of things to say. Anyway, so Batman then calls the Flash, who is multitasking and makes a painting.
Yeah, it's really cute because he has time. It's just nice to see them have fun with silly things like that.
Absolutely. The Flash and Batman decide to look around the world, obviously Flash doing a lot more of the looking. And they find Captain Cold trying to steal an obelisk.
Yeah.
Which...
As you do. Well, don't they pronounce obelisk really strange? It just,
yes.
It really stood out for me. They say something like obelisk or something like that. They like... There's something weird about how it's pronounced.
I just assumed it was an Americanism.
Yeah, maybe it is. I should ask, but I can't while we're recording. I'll find out later. The Americans, how do you pronounce obelisk? Because it's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Ask them about aluminum as well.
Well, they spell that differently as well, so that's almost fair enough.
Oh, I just noticed. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think if you spell it differently, at least you have a little bit of a, you know.
No,
they also say herb, but hey.
Oh, dear. So Nolan North actually voices Superman and Alfred Pennyworth.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's an interesting... So, yeah, some of the doubling up. So actually, to go through it, I mean, it is, again, with the Lego Batman movies, it's all the voice actors we actually want to see get work.
Yeah, yeah.
Troy Baker.
They do a great job. Like, honestly, I liked all the voices in this.
Dee Bradley Baker's Aquaman, spoiler. Grey DeLazelle is Lois Lane and Wonder Woman. John DiMaggio is Joker and Lex Luthor. Tom Kenny, in theory, voices Penguin, though that mainly consists of going, wah! Nolan North, as I mentioned. Kari Payton shows up as Cyborg. Paul Rubens as Spoiler. Kevin Michael Richardson voices two of the villains, Black Manta and Captain Cold. And James Earl Taylor plays the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's all kind of fairly, well, now fairly well-known voice actors. But we don't see Captain Cold or the Flash for long, because mid-fight, Batman's Batwing is destroyed and his utility belt is destroyed.
Yes.
Da da da.
Who knew these things were destructible?
And just before the obelisk also disappears, Batman notices that there are Atlantean signals, symbols on it.
Yes. So you know where they're going next.
So he then goes to talk to Aquaman, who is very, very ignorant of his own history.
Yeah, well, you know, fair.
Doesn't he... I think he even forgets the name Poseidon.
It's not the most sympathetic portrayal of Aquaman, but he's cute, so fair.
Yeah, he's very much the... What would we call in wrestling? The white meat baby face.
I was going to call him the himbo, but
yes, the... Oh, he has great himbo energy.
Yeah.
So... They find Black Manta trying to steal the Trident of Poseidon with robot sharks.
Which is a fun turn.
And it means that Aquaman can't control them. Once again, Aquaman...
But it's cute that he tries to.
Yes. But once again, Aquaman, Black Manta and the MacGuffin disappear. And Batman sees a pattern. Which is... Oh, the items being stolen don't actually matter. It's the fact that they're kidnapping the Justice League.
Yeah.
He then goes to Metropolis, where Wonder Woman and Cyborg are fighting Lex Luthor, who's trying to steal the Daily Planet globe for his benefactor.
Yeah, which seems fun. I mean, I'd quite like it.
I'm just going... Since when did Lex Luthor work for anyone?
I mean, that's also a valid point.
But I suppose it was more just a, well, we need an excuse to get Lex Luthor in. Again, the same thing happens. Batman and the Justice League members manage to fight off the villain before everything disappears. And Batman figures out, oh, they must all be in the Hall of Justice.
That's a really good leap. Incredible detectiving, Batman.
Yep. And he figures out that the man behind it is Batmite.
Yes. Who knew we'd see Batman, Man-Bat and Batmite all in one film? I mean, you probably did. I didn't.
I didn't because I actively avoided Batmite. Because I think I saw him in one thing. I was like, nope.
I mean, he is dumb. But there's a lot of people love him, I think.
Because it's a bit like... Because there's another character that's similar. The Superman villain, Mr... The
yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't even attempt.
I'm just showing my cred that I actually know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So, Batmite has made a giant Rube Goldberg machine.
Of course.
And this Rube Goldberg machine is going to fire a giant laser at the Justice League unless Batman stops him. Because even though he's taking away all of Batman's toys, Batman will still fight him off and he knows... Is Batmite just a fanboy?
I mean, yes.
Certainly in this version.
Yeah.
So, Batman does the very, very surprising tactic of nothing, which gets Batmite really upset.
Yeah, he needs... It's like Ozzy. Batmite is like my cat demanding for attention.
Yes.
When I'm tired and I want to sleep.
Especially when you're tired and you want to sleep.
I mean, that's when he's at his worst, so yeah.
And the laser fires, but fortunately, the Justice League had figured out, wait a minute, the cage is designed specifically against our superpowers. I wonder if he locked the door.
And you know what? Of course he did not.
Batmite, since he's very cross now that he's been outsmarted, decides to summon all the villains again, but they're easily defeated by the Justice League because they're so awesome.
Yes. And which is true. And that, because of that, Batman's, yeah, he's just like, you know, so we've now got Batman on the stupid Justice League.
Yes, Batman goes, okay, fine, I'll join the Justice League. Batmite's like, yeah, you're all awesome. I'm going to fanboy over all of you now.
And they're all like, oh no.
And, at the end, the Justice League all laugh, including Batman with the most sinister, evil, maniacal. It's brilliant. It's proper.
It's
like
a proper Joker laugh in another way. Yes.
And because in actual fact, it means that he can keep an eye on Superman.
His arch nemesis, clearly. It's so funny when they do that. Like, we get it. Just doesn't like other people. He just doesn't like Superman.
I mean, it's 2014. We've yet to see Batman and Superman fight on the big screen.
No, they just snark at each other.
Yes. So, that was Batman Beleaguered, which was, as I said, it came out on Cartoon Network originally. It was released on DVD with LEGO DC Comic Superheroes Justice League vs. Bizarro League.
Okay.
Which, originally I was actually going to do these two those two together, but then I thought, no, it's fine, we'll just give it... It means that we get two kind of shorter episodes.
Yeah. So it's only a 22-minute film. Did we even mention that?
Yeah, it's 22 minutes.
It's definitely
minutes.
Worth 22 minutes of your time.
Yeah, it's very much so... Oh, I've just had a quick look at Justice League versus Bizarro League. Guy Gardner shows up.
Ooh. I wonder how he'll be.
So, yes, that'll be coming up fairly soon. I'm just going to look. That's... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is 10 weeks away we'll be doing that. Justice League versus Bizarro League. In the interim, we have 3 DCAMU films.
Yes.
And Batman Assault on Arkham, which isn't a Batman film.
Of course it isn't.
Yes, Assault on Arkham is a Suicide Squad film set in the Arkham universe.
That'd be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
It's also the first time I ever saw Killer Shark.
That's cool.
Is it Killer Shark? King Shark.
King Shark. Well,
King Shark. You know what I was like? No, that's wrong. I'm going to leave that in. So, yeah, so that's coming up soon. Batman Assault on Arkham. We do have a guest confirmed for that. Before that, however, we have a movie that I'm just going to assume you're going to like because it's quite Robin heavy.
Oh, yeah, I think I do like it.
Because it's Son of Batman.
Yay.
Which features Damian Wayne. And, yeah, I think this is, if memory serves, this is a Deathstroke takes over the League of Assassins and then has to fight Robin.
Okay.
Or well, something like that. But, yeah, so this is set in the same universe as the Justice League War movie that we did a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should certainly be interesting. Yeah, that's the two movies that we've got coming up.
I'm looking forward to them.
You can, as we've mentioned before, you can hear our dulcet tones elsewhere. I'm still doing the Rise of the Robots podcast. We recently had an interview. Well, I say recently, it'll be a month after this episode actually comes out. We recently interviewed Kim Davies, the captain of the legendary Panic Attack robot.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, by the time this comes out, I think we'll be starting to cover Robot Wars Extreme Warriors, which is American Robot Wars, but filmed in the UK.
Of course it is. Why not?
Which is weird.
Why not just bring your robots over for a little holiday, have a little fight, you know?
It's a bizarre concoction. I think Mick Foley, the wrestler, presents it as well.
How weird.
Yes. So that's, we'll probably be going through that when this episode comes out. Either that or we might have gotten to Dutch Robot Wars, which again is filmed in the UK.
Yeah, oh cool.
Because they only had one arena.
Ah, fair.
And it's not too long before we're doing the Second World Chat. Well, I say not too long, it's what, 6 months.
I mean, that's, you're getting there.
Yeah. So before we actually started recording, you mentioned that you were possibly going to be appearing on the Moon Knight podcast.
Yes, I think it won't be for a while. Maybe, I don't remember. It'll be whenever, around when the new Moon Knight comic comes out. Whenever right. That is, July. Maybe just ahead of that, maybe just after. We haven't kind of fixed it yet. And I'll be doing the Immortal Iron Fist, Sons of the Dragon, soon. Probably around when this one comes out for the end of the Heart of the Dragon storyline. And I just recorded on Last Sons of Krypton about Superman True Brit that they forced me to read.
I sense this was not an enjoyable experience for you.
No. It's, if you want to hear me hate something, then that's the issue to watch.
I'm just glad that you have to go through and just see. Oh no, it's Connor that really hates that.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind evil Superman. I'm fine with it. Like,
yeah, I don't mind evil Superman. It's the insistence on evil Wonder Woman I don't like.
It's the way they write them differently as evil. Like, she becomes, she always seems to become very cruel.
Yeah.
Superman just becomes an idiot. Evil Superman just becomes a red laser eye, you know? He never has a lot. There never seems to be a massive... there is a reason in Injustice, but generally there isn't.
Yeah. So that's all what's coming up. I'm assuming Moon Knight is going to be quite popular in the next few months. When's it that comes out?
They're filming, so that'll be a while for the TV show. We've got a new comic run starting in July. So probably build up to that. But yeah, I'm guessing everyone will become Moon Knight experts.
Because Did that happen with... Look, did you see that with your... Did the numbers spike at all for your podcast when the Iron Fist...
I'm not sure because I don't look at the figures. You'd have to ask Connor. Oh. I think we definitely... I think some of those episodes that when we were like reviewing the series were fairly well listened to. And in the run-up to it, I got to go to the San Diego... to the New York Comic Con panel about Iron Fist. I think we got some interest because, like, you know, we were actually there, so we had audio from the panel and stuff like that.
Was that back when they had Hope and they hadn't gone, wait a minute, this is a series produced by Buck?
By Buck?
Was it Buck? I can't remember. The guy, the showrunner.
Oh, yeah, he did series 2, I think. Did he do series 1? I don't know. I don't remember now. But yeah, that was when
Scott
people that, when we'd only just heard some of the casting, so it was like the first time we got to see the cast on stage and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I actually didn't mind Iron Fist.
To be fair, most people who don't know anything about Iron Fist really liked it. It's only people who were pretty reactionary about it or wanted it to be exactly the same as comics who, you know, because I actually thought it had a pretty linear story that people could follow.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people who liked it the best, even, which kind of surprised me. I'm not sure I liked it more than Daredevil, but I did enjoy it.
Yes.
So, but it's just, the whole experience is a little bit bitter to me by just how people were about it.
Yeah. Anyway, we've gone off stuff that we can actually talk about in this podcast. Yeah. So thank you very much for listening to the DCAU podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with Son of Batman. Because
yes.
I keep getting them mixed up.
So let us know what you think about Damian Wayne.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We're at DCAU Podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU Podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.